Animals migrate over long distances, but how do they know where to go? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Aaron Crotchmal, associate professor of biology at Washington College, discusses this question.
Animal migration is one of the great mysteries of the natural world. Many animals use long and complex routes to migrate to new habitats in the face of unfavorable environmental change. But how do animals know where to go during migration? Our work focuses on understanding the cognitive aspects of animal migration from neurological, ecological, and evolutionary perspectives. We have found that turtles that lose their habitat with the changing seasons follow intricate paths to far-off water sources, and they do so with remarkable precision. To see if this behavior is learned or innate, we monitored the response of naive animals to this seasonal habitat loss. We found that naive juveniles under 4 years old learn to navigate the complex paths just as precisely as experienced local turtles, while naive adults could not. These results suggest a narrow age window, or critical learning period, in which animals must learn to navigate. But what are the cognitive processes by which these turtles actually learn to migrate? Our recent work suggests that key aspects of migration may be driven by higher-order cognitive processes, processes previously attributed only to birds and mammals. During migration, we pharmacologically manipulated wild turtles by blocking the receptors that bind acetylcholine, a neurotransmitter associated with spatial memory. Doing so disrupted the navigation patterns of experienced adults but had no impact on the navigation of naive juveniles. This work demonstrates that adults use spatial memories to navigate, memories formed prior to the age of 4. Together, our results suggest that successful migration, in at least some species, hinges on spatial memory constrained by a narrow critical learning period. This work opens up the possibility that migration in many species may be driven, at least in part, by cognitive processes, and raises new questions about the evolutionary origins of complex cognition.
That was Aaron Crotchmal of Washington College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.